Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. State legislators are back in Augusta getting sworn in and oriented. And as they prepare to get back to work, they have released a list of 90 bills that have been referred to committees. Here's the sampling. An act to remove the 5-cent fee for bags in retail stores. An act to repeal the law restricting use of certain paper, plastic, and single-use bags. An act to update funding for the Board of Environmental Protection. An act to ensure quality in personal care agencies. According to the summary on that one, the bill would direct the Department of Health and Human Services to establish a website where annual quality performance metrics for personal care agencies are posted, and it would also authorize the department to revoke the license of any personal care agency that failed to submit them in a timely manner or adequately satisfy the metrics or file reports that were required. If you want some background on that topic, the Maine Monitor has done an excellent series. Check that out at themainemonitor.org. You have to include the word the. An act to further protect victims from contact prohibited by probation conditions. An act to require employers to disclose pay ranges and maintain records of employees' pay histories. Among other things, that bill would actually require any company with 10 or more employees to post the pay range when they're advertising for a job. An act to regulate employer surveillance to protect workers. This one would ban some practices that you probably thought were already illegal. I did. Quote, this bill specifies that an employer may use employer surveillance only if the employer informs the employee before beginning employer surveillance. It prohibits an employer from using audiovisual monitoring in an employee's residence or personal vehicle or on the employee's property, and provides that an employee can decline a request by an employer to install data collection or transmission applications on the employee's personal electronic devices for the purposes of employer surveillance. It requires that an employer notify a prospective employee during the interview process that the employer engages in employer surveillance, and it also creates a private right of action for persons aggrieved by a violation by an employer. There are also bills being proposed that would provide a right of first refusal to towns in which the University of Maine system and other similar quasi-independent state entities are selling property. An act to establish the November general election day as a state holiday. Bills to designate the wood turtle as the official state reptile. The Sapella Siberian sled dog as the main state dog. And designate the spring peeper as the official state amphibian. An act to provide Indigenous people free access to state parks. An act to update the provision of law concerning student codes of conduct in order to reflect best practices regarding behavioral threat assessment and response. This session, the legislature will also be looking at bills that would increase Medicare reimbursement rates for ambulance services. There is an act to add political affiliation as a protected class to the Maine Human Rights Act, and an act to amend the Freedom of Access Act to apply to legislative caucuses. The legislature also has a couple of bills that would either have Eastern Daylight Time year-round, contingent on federal approval, or adopting Eastern Standard Time year-round. An act that would increase the homestead exemption, that's a property tax exemption for residents 65 or older. And finally, there will be an act to require photographic identification for voting. I believe you can find a write-up on that in some of the recent materials posted by the League of Women Voters of Maine, lwvme.org. So much more, but that's just touching on some of what we'll be covering and following in this session. If you are aware of any legislation that you particularly think is important or you want to provide some background on, please email us. You can reach me at news@weru.org. For Roundtown, I'm Amy Brown. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.